American on it. You have to use our RBN. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Please excuse my voice. I'm working on trying to get rid of this cold and kind of stuffed up. Anyway, our show today, as usual, is about anti-corruption. It's the efforts to make your local government less corrupt. And politics, dirty politics, and the way the news media, mainstream news media, keeps stories of importance and just screw up and vomit out what they want you to hear and to support their agenda. As a 39-year police veteran, I can tell you there's a lot of disinformation out there about the police departments in your communities. I would like to recite a code of honor oath that most, if not all, police officers swear to when they don the gun and the badge. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed, both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature, or that is confided to me in my official capacity, will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendship to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Very, very important words, very powerful words. It's plain English right there. In my opinion, if any officer ever violates any part of that sacred oath, they are no longer a police officer, at least in my eyes, and they disgrace the uniform and the badge. So, with that, I read something today. I don't know if it's true or not. But 1,140 police officers have been killed while Obama has been in office. That's right, in 8 years, 1,140 police officers have been killed. That's pretty much accurate. I'm not sure where they got the information on this, but I would say it's about right. But understand. And when people say and keep criticizing the police because they did this, because they did that, or they used excessive force, or they weren't vigilant enough and someone else got hurt, or they got involved in a pursuit, it's always afterwards they get involved in a vehicle pursuit that property damage occurs, and even injuries to citizens, bystanders might get hurt. They say, no, we don't want police pursuits. Well, you got to understand there's two sides of the coin on that. Okay, police officers go after bad guys, because they didn't want bad guys they don't want bad guys to get away. So the thing with the oath, and remember this, the all police officers take some kind of oath, and for them to break that oath is a pretty big thing, because they know once they ever break it, they can never come back. That brings me to some of the things that are happening around that we haven't heard about for a while. And that's the Dwight Hammond and Stephen Hammond saga up in Burns, Oregon. Right now, it is mentioned that Russia has a lease on uranium deposits in the United States, and that the Clinton Foundation helped arrange that. Well, lo and behold, we live in a small world. Stephen and Dwight Hammond up in Burns, Oregon, were maliciously prosecuted and convicted of arson by letting their grazing fire get out of hand and burn another parcel of grassland. They were charged with arson, even though they had obtained permits and went through the rigmarole that they have to go through in order to do a controlled burn. Then, after they served their time in federal prison, they were released, and then some pencil neck in the Justice Department says, hey, let's retry them and charge them with Treasonous Act 1974, and we can put them in prison for 5 years, and that'll give us an open door to gathering and obtaining their land and property. Well, that's exactly what happened. They threw Wright and Stephen Hammond in jail for 5 years. I don't even know if there was a trial, but they recharged them with the Treasonous Act 1974, which has a minimum sentence of 5 years. Well, they pretty much got rid of, got them out of the way, and that's one of the reasons why Cliven and Ammon and Ryan Bundy and all the other patriots went to the Hammond's aid because of this injustice. So, just to let you know that that's still alive and well. We don't know where Cliven and Ammon and Ryan Bundy are now. They're in between Nevada and Oregon. And they're in the U.S. Marshals custody. But we'll keep this this story alive. Well, I've got a couple callers on the line. First one we'll talk to is one of my favorites. Dee, how you there? Are you there? Dee?
Missed you last. I can hear you.
Okay, am I coming out scratchy or real bad or what?
Yeah, the connection is not the best that I've heard, but I'll be very, very, very brief.
Oh, no, okay. Go ahead. What's up? How's the battery domestic violence issue coming?
Well, it's a new year, and I'd hope that maybe we could start off the year by talking about the elephant in the room, and
okay.
Of course, As I always mentioned to you, I did enter the criminal justice system through no fault of my own as a survivor, and my daughter as a survivor of domestic violence. But I certainly come to your show not as a survivor, but as someone who is firsthand experiencing the corruption in the judicial system in Nevada. And but first, Gordon, I know you align yourself. You publish articles on an electronic medium called the Las Vegas Tribune. And
yes,
although I do know the owners of the Tribune, and I do believe that they're giving a voice to people who don't have a voice, I am I would like to call them out that the owners have are criminals, and they have taken Alford pleas. And I would just like that to be known, because there are times that they side with criminals, and I do not believe that that is correct. I don't believe just because you run an electronic medium means mm-hmm. that you can go willy-nilly and call out anybody you want to. Judge Thomas Arthur Ritchie Jr., who is a district court judge in Las Vegas, they side with him, and he has admittedly committed crimes. He has signed an affidavit that we got a hold of, and admitting that he is committing crimes. So we are very concerned that the Tribune is siding with Thomas Arthur Ritchie Jr.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. The Tribune is probably one of the only newspaper in the community that will print the truth, and they will also print their opinion, and they always give everybody else a chance to print their opinion. I don't know if subscribe to the part where the Tribune aligns themselves with anybody. They, like I said, they're independent, but they will print, and they will print what they feel is correct. If that is aligning somebody or aligning with a entity, then I stand corrected. But if it isn't, then how are you going to even weigh what's really going on if you don't print the other person's opinion or what the other people feel is correct or what the independent newspaper feels is correct? I don't know if you really align yourself with anybody. I mean, it's like me saying that everything that Sheriff Joe Lombardo says and does is a lie. And if he does something good, well, fine. Then we'll say, well, he's done something good. One of the good things that he did was he brought back the traffic officers responding to minor dents and traffic collisions. And I sided with him on this. I said, my God, great, you know, wonderful. Whoever came up with that in the first place got a head full of rocks. But that's the way, anyway, that I look at it. There's sometimes I disagree with the editor and the owner talk about and how they feel about it. But again, it's an educational deal. I have an opportunity, and so does everybody else, to say, no, I think you're wrong, and this is why. And you give your reasons why. You and I both side or are aligned with the Battery Domestic Violence process so far. And remember, I'm just an old cop, where we used to do it a whole different way. Well, it is better in some ways, and in other ways, it's terrible. It's just, it's absolutely, ludicrous to think that every battery domestic case is against women and the family. That isn't true. And you have people that fabricate that battery domestic violence cases, and it's left up to the police officer to determine whether or not it's factual or it's false. So in any case, in any criminal case, there are people that believe that the police set it up, that they omitted evidence or they added evidence, and that the whole police force is in on this. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, and that doesn't mean that I hate the police. My beloved police department, LVMPD, is corrupted, but to a certain level, mid-management level, and up is totally corrupted. Now, as for the actual police officers on the street who actually do all the work, 98% of them are good, honest, honorable people. So, you know, again, I guess it's all from a perspective. we don't agree, but we've got to agree to disagree, if you get my drift.
Sure, and I think that's what grown-ups do. People who have a level of maturity accept the other person's position. I tend to be a purist. I tend to, if somebody's never committed a crime in their life, I tend to lend them credibility. But when somebody's committed crimes, such as the owners of the Tribune, it gives me reason to pause and not always be see things through the eyes of the Tribune. But that is my only comment about it, is just that there is some criminal background there, and so I align myself with persons that don't commit crimes, and I know you don't, Gordon. I know that you, yeah, and you speak out, and you take it a step further as I do. You speak out against the people who are in the criminal justice system committing crimes, and that's so important to do. I will update you real briefly on what's happening with Judge Ritchie. He injected himself into a lawsuit in Northern Nevada. Now, this is a man who is from the East Coast, went to law school on the East Coast, never stepped foot inside of Nevada until his wife got a job out here in Nevada working for the federal government. And he hung up a shingle and had his own family law business. That did not do well. He went to work for a larger law firm then. That did not do well. So he then applied for a judgeship, which in Nevada, if a judge leaves, our judges are elected. If a judge leaves a position to take another position, then a judgeship opens up, and the governor is the one who appoints the new new judge. And right. He lied. Judge, I'm sorry, go ahead, Gordon.
No, go ahead. I'm agreeing with you. Yes, that's the process. So.
Okay. Judge Ritchie lied on his sheets. By the time he applied for judgeship with Governor Kenny Gwynn, he was on his second marriage, and his wife ran a business with the court clerk, Steve Grierson. Mm-hmm. And anytime there's a conflict of interest, a judge has to put it on. It asks right on the form, does anyone in your household have a conflict of interest, hold an office, or any type of a position in an organization? And he lied. And so when Kenny Gwynn appointed him as a judge in the district court, he then tried to legislate from behind the bench. He had goals that he wanted to see pass. He and judges within the 8th Judicial District, again, that's Las Vegas, actually sat on the board of Equal Rights for Divorced Fathers. Now, I want to make it very clear. I don't fall one way or the other when it comes to domestic violence and male or female, because I know just as you do, males can be battered just as females can be battered.
Yes, they can.
And this Equal Rights for Divorced Fathers, by sitting on the board, he then made sure legislation got passed. And if I can stay on, I'll wait till after your music.
Sounds good to me. All right, we'll be back with you.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back. This is Gordon McCunes with American Honor, brought to you by RBN, and we're talking with Dee. Dee, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, so continue on with Judge Christie.
We were talking about Judge Ritchie being a member of the Equal Rights for Divorced Fathers and getting legislation passed in Nevada that gave equal time for the father with the child as with the mother in divorce cases. Prior to that, it was believed that the younger the child, the better environment was with the mother. And so with this new legislation then, Art Ritchie started a whole new agenda, and he started injecting himself into legislation and testifying on legislation before the Nevada Assembly and Senate. And He was legislating from the bench at the same time he was legislating before the public. Mm-hmm. And what he did was inject himself into a lawsuit where a municipal court, in the Nevada we have the municipal justice and district courts, in the municipal court in Sparks, Nevada, he signed an affidavit that was false. It did not disclose that his second wife had a conflict of interest because his second wife worked for the court administrator. And the business that they ran together was DNA testing, which of course would be in paternity tests, cases that were handled by Ritchie, and drug testing, which were also handled by Judge Ritchie. So this conflict of interest disqualified him, But he said he was a qualified judge, even though he had been disqualified by Chief Judge Togliatti. He states in this affidavit that he wrote in the Sparks v. Sparks case that he was a qualified judge. And then he pushed his agenda that he wanted all persons in court administration to be under the authority of the chief judge. Well, that's not a bad idea. If you're running a department, you certainly want the people under you to be trained in the way you want them trained, to be hired, to be fired in a systematic way. But what it did is it started, and if you read the brief that he submitted and the attorney wrote in the Sparks v. Sparks case, it said this is...
Well, let me interject something, Dee. What time frame are we talking about now?
He was disqualified in 2011, yet that is when he signed an affidavit that he was qualified, and the Sparks v. Sparks case still goes on today. So we're looking at 4, 5, 6 years now.
Yes.
And Judge Ritchie's attorney stated that it's a statewide precedent-setting case because what it did now is gave the authority of the court administrator, Art Ritchie's court administrator, for Art Ritchie to have the authority over him. Well, why was that important to Art Ritchie? Granted, this was in Sparks v. Sparks. His court administrator was not in Sparks. His court administrator was in Las Vegas. But it's a precedent-setting case. It's a statewide-setting case. So now that the Sparks case has gone forward and the municipal court chief judge has authority over all of, in Sparks, that happens to be a woman, has authority over all of the employees, it now gave Art Ritchie the authority for all of the court case files that Steve Grierson had all of the photographs shred of all of the battered babies and all domestically violent battered victims.
You say that again, Dee. You got 45 seconds left. Go ahead. Say
okay.
that again so I understand that. How did he get those those pictures of babies that were abused and whatnot destroyed?
The all the pictures in domestic violence cases that Art Ritchie had were shred by a court employee, and that came out in an investigation in 2011 by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. And it now that Art Ritchie injected himself into the Sparks v. Sparks case, he now has authority to have no one know whatever happened to those photographs.
Understood. Okay, Dee, well, thanks for calling in. We'll go to commercial now.
And Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, working for a living.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Hey, this is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN, and we'll go to our next caller, Andy from from Texas. Are you there?
Well, hi, sir. Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on your program.
You bet.
I got just. You're an ex-police officer. You've got several years of veteran in you, correct?
39 years.
Well, 39 years, my friend. So I want to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
You take an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution when you were sworn in as a police officer?
I did.
Okay. So what I want to ask then is, then how, and I would assume that the preceding police officers that come into the force and will not have to take the same oath. And so what part about the Constitution don't these people get? I mean, the Fourth Amendment has been rerouted to several different tributaries. You know, I mean, they use probable cause, but they forget the next statement that comes right after it. Probable cause supported and defended by a warrant of affirmation. How do these people get around this? And then the next question after that would be, how in God's name can they throw people in jail who perpetually drive without a license or whatnot? When did it become a law that we had to have a license to drive? There was no license for a horse. There was no license for a horse and buggy. There was no license for the first motor vehicle. So how did the government and the police correspond together to get to a point where they could be the people who were the sole provider of these licenses and stuff? If you don't mind, I'd really appreciate an answer to that, if you could give it to me.
If I can give it to you, I think it's more of a question of some law professor that would be able to explain how we ever formed a license for something. I always thought myself that it was a little bit beyond that we would arrest people for not having a license. The most that I always thought was appropriate was a citation to get into court, and then you can explain why you don't want a driver's license or you don't believe that the driver's license is appropriate. The forum for police officers to explain on the street to a potential suspect that doesn't have a driver's license, that's the wrong forum to do it. It doesn't happen there. It happens in a court of law, where somebody a hell of a lot smarter than me can explain the fact that now we have a license, and or we're supposed to have a license, and if you don't, well, then you're subject to arrest or to citation or to a summons. So that's probably about the best answer I can tell you. I know that there's a lot of argument about why we require people that drive an automobile to have a driver's license. And I know one thing is they always fall back on the National Traffic Safety Administration, okay? This is the guru that puts out all the suggestions, as it were, for each state to make a separate statute for driving and for traffic violations. So that's the best. Go ahead.
Well, no, I know you're a retired police officer, but, you know, I've been in and out of court. My children have been in and out of court, which is really silly. I mean, we're not a corrupt family. We just end up...
It doesn't mean you're a corrupt family because you make some traffic violations.
Well, I know, but when I get in there, I want to defend myself. And the first thing the judge tells me that I have to, I need somebody to litigate this for me. And then when I tell them no, I want to defend myself, they give me a test trying to figure out whether or not I'm capable of defending myself. And, you know, in the Eighth Amendment, I believe it is, or I don't know, it's one of the amendments that says that you have the right to have counsel or you can defend yourself. These people are making it sound like you need to have somebody defend you. And I'm quite capable of reading the first 10 amendments of this Constitution, which is my Bill of Rights. So I'm quite capable of reading that, and I'm quite capable of understanding that. In fact, I think a 12-year-old in sixth grade could understand this stuff. But these people complicate it to a point where it's incapable for you to navigate. I mean, I got stopped several times while I was in court saying, listen, Mr. So-and-so, you're about to incriminate yourself, or you may incriminate yourself, so I want to stop you here, and they did this several times. They stopped me because they thought I was going to incriminate myself. So how do you defend yourself?
Those lawyers in that courtroom are advising you very carefully, because you could talk your way right into jail. It's about as easy as you can think.
But isn't that pathetic?
Yeah, that is.
When you read your Bill of Rights and you understand them, and the words are not, these are not big words. These are words that are capable of being discerned.
Right. I got my Constitution in my hand right now.
Exactly.
So, you know, and believe me, I gave them out when I was running for sheriff in Clark County. I gave them out during my campaign. Gave them out free. I made 1,000 pocket-sized constitutions.
And people have been arrested for giving those out outside the courtrooms and stuff.
Well, let's put it this way. They've been harassed and sometimes incarcerated because they've resisted the law enforcement people. And I don't go for that. I think that's totally wrong.
But And you got jury nullification, where the jury can actually say, yeah, okay, this guy might be guilty of what you're saying he's doing, but we don't agree with his law. People are outside the courtroom saying, jury nullification. Here, keep this in mind before you go into court. I don't know if you're a jury or not, but here, keep this in mind in case you're part of this situation. And these people are being arrested for handing that literature out. So where did the people stand here? I mean, really, what we need to do is rebuke all of these codes, ordinances, and statutes and whatnot that the cities are putting up. I mean, for God's sake, in the city I live in, they have a code enforcement agency. I never had that one.
Yeah, so
do
we. We have that here, too.
I mean, your grass is too long. We're going to fine you, or we're going to come cut it and charge you an outrageous price to do it.
That's right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. How did we get here, my friend?
I am not in support of code enforcement officers. They're not police officers. However, they go into the police realm. Okay, they go
into... They gather the authority.
I'm sorry, say again, sir.
Well, no, they gathered the authority of the police because they come in. I've been accosted by one of them. The person actually put me up against a building and told me this is the way it is, and he acted like he was going to arrest me and whatnot. So,
right. Do you have any type of activist group that's going on to protest this?
No, and you know, that's the sad part, is that we, the people, we just stand there and throw our hands up and let these people do whatever they want to do.
That's exactly
right. And I think
right.
It's just pathetic.
Until somebody gets hurt. Somebody gets hurt, and then all of a sudden, everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Well, I've been to city council meetings, and I plan on going to more of them, and I keep bringing it up, and every time I bring it up, they shoot my ass out the door, excuse the language, but they run my butt out the door, and as though as if I'm, you brought up something that shouldn't be said.
I'm famous for that. I myself am famous for that. I've got a couple of murders that the police administration of my beloved LVMPD are involved in. And they murdered one of their own. And they don't like me to get up on the stage and talk about this, but I do every time. And then all of a sudden the audience is very quiet.
And it's just sad that people won't stand up for themselves. We just continue to let these guys ring in new... I mean, for God's sake, you need a license to use your boat. You need a license to go camping. You need a license to drive your car. You need a safety inspection to drive your car. You need code enforcement to tell you when your lawn is too long. We've got all these regulations, and they all violate the Constitution. That's why I asked at the very beginning of this as to whether or not you took an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I did that as a military man, and I intend to do that, and I am fed up. I'm one of these guys that when the war starts, I'm there.
You're not alone with this. I mean, nobody likes to be pushed around like that, you know, having a license to have a license. Do you have a license to have a license, almost? So,
well, I have a right to travel this country.
Thanks for calling, Andy. We'll go to our next caller, Wes in Idaho. Go ahead. Wes, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Have we got it connected? Hello?
We're connected.
On the subject of license, page 15 of the Citizens Rule Book is the story of Christian attorney Patrick Henry, who rode into a town March 1775, Culpeper, Virginia, and saw a man being scourged to death for not taking a license to preach the gospel. Are you familiar with that one? This is what inspired Patrick Henry to say, give me liberty or give me death.
I am not familiar with that. That's just absolutely appalling.
You sort of uphold the Constitution, you might want to get a citizen's rule book. There's also the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and the 10 commandments in there. And boy, are they contrary. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, the first plank is the abolition of property rights, which has been done with our property tax. The second plank of the Communist Manifesto is income tax. Oh, you pay your income tax, don't you, sir? The 10th plank is public schools, where they train you to be a good citizen, yes. Good American thinks that JFK was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald, that the Muslim hijackers caused the World Trade Centers to come down, and the vaccinations are good. Oh, yes, smallpox and polio were both destroyed by vaccinations. Oh, sure.
Well, I tell you, it looks like I got a lot of reading to do, and I appreciate your call. And
I've handed out 100.
We'll go to our next one. Okay. You know, the callers that call in have a very good point, and I respect their concerns. Right now, I'd like to go back to the Dwight and Stephen arrest and removal from their property up in Burns, Oregon. It looks like we've kind of forgotten what has happened, and I pray to God our President-elect Trump is going to straighten this out. And I'm going to keep texting, and I'm going to emailing President-elect Trump to look into this situation with Dwight and Stephen Hammond and the acquisition from their property of uranium to go into the profit pockets of the Clinton Foundation and Russia. Russia is taking our uranium, and they're leasing the property that Dwight and Stephen Hammond had their ranch on. And people have forgotten that. People also have forgotten about Robert LaFoy Finicum, January 26, 2016. Folks, he was gunned down, ambushed, and assassinated by our own government. That's the bottom line. Now, if this can happen in front of the world, because the world was watching this anyway, this can happen. Nobody's safe. So some more investigation, some proper investigation needs to be done in this. Should have been done a long time ago, but again, that's politics. Robert LaFoy Finicum, January 26th, shot in the back 3 times, unarmed, with his hands up, and he was part of the American Patriot movement. This particular case was headed by Cliven and Ryan and Ammon Bundy, and this shouldn't be forgotten, but it hasn't been in mainstream news media for quite some time now, months as it were. Where are they? Where are Cliven Bundy and Ryan Bundy and Ammon Bundy? The Burns federal court acquitted them of the charges, of all the charges in Burns, Oregon. Well, we all knew that was going to happen because they had a weak case, but they had to put them in isolation while they achieved their regular agenda, and that was to grab Dwight and Stephen Hammond's property for the uranium that was on there. Now, they tried that with Cliven Bundy in 2014, and it didn't work. There was way too much opposition. Well, again, the same thing. They wanted the property, just like they wanted the property for Clive and Bundy up in Bunkerville, Nevada, but it didn't work then. Now, they're holding Clive and Bundy and Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy in jail somewhere, and nobody even knows. There's no doubt in my mind. There is no doubt in my mind that this is all going to be dismissed, but the financial and emotional damage that the federal government has placed upon the Bundys and the Hammonds is unbelievable. And especially with the murder of Robert LaFoy Finnegan on January the 26, 2016. Now, this all needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed in court and finalized. And there needs to be some kind of financial help to people. Looks like we're going to a commercial, so I'll be back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, Gordon Martinez here. Show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in if you like, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll chat a little bit about how corrupted this present government is. And our hope is that the president-elect Trump will drain the swamp, as it were. But it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of our own support in order for that to happen. One of the things that I want President-elect Trump to look at is the Dwight and Stephen Hammond situation up in Bend, Oregon. This all occurred in 2016. And the shooting death and murder of Robert LaFoy Finnegan. It seems like that's kind of like dropped off the mainstream news media too. Amazing how powerful those five organizations are. It's just, it's unbelievable. But 1941, Nazi Minister Goebbels said it beautifully. He said, "The bigger the lie, the more people will believe it." And that's exactly how the mainstream news media is operating right now. It's absolutely disgusting. I hope that President-elect Trump will heed my wishes and bring the Bundy situation and the Hammond situation to an end and make things right. The present government, the Clinton Foundation, and all of those Clintonites, they've destroyed lots of families and lots of lives with their support of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Well, hopefully we're done with them, and that'll be the end of that. What I don't understand are all these protesters protesting Trump when he hasn't even done anything yet. He's not president yet, but he's going to be in another 6 days, and it's going to be all over but the crying for Obama. And I don't know how we ever could have allowed ourselves to be taken in by that fake comment. Anyway, the new year's here. We're ready to hit it. Keep your chin up. Keep your faith. Keep your gun. And make sure you got plenty of ammo. And let them keep their change. So, we're going to make it. We're going to make this country great again. All you got to do is just get the right people in there and the right staff for President-elect Trump. And it'll be okay, folks. I'm confident that it will. Just, I don't know. We got so many bad people in this country that are just trying to tear it down. And we aren't putting it back. Anyway, God bless you all.
Let's see action. Let's see people. Let's see freedom. Let's see who cares. Take me with you when you leave me and my shell behind us there. I have learned it. Known who burned me. Avatar has warmed my feet. Take me with you. Let me see.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.